The White House pointed to an aggressive online misinformation effort by a handful of bad actors.
Misinformation on social media is killing people. Do you agree?
Best way for me to prevent getting an infectious disease is what? Wearing a mask?
No. Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Should you be wearing two masks or one mask? There's nothing wrong with people wearing two masks. Can we make a general recommendation that doesn't have scientific basis yet? No.
Please wear a mask.
The optimal degree of protection when you get infection is to get vaccinated.
No, if she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
If you're vaccinated, you really don't need to worry about getting it in a way that's serious or transmitting it.
The risk is extremely low of getting infected, of getting sick, or of transmitting it to anybody else. When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
Dr. Fauci says he has COVID again for the second time in 2 weeks.
Does the vaccine make you worse?
Well, the latter part of what you just said is untrue. You don't get worse results from vaccinating.
So the worst possible thing you could do is vaccinate somebody to prevent infection and actually make them worse.
No question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Anyway, so let me just go on about NIH lifts funding pause on gain-of-function research. I don't think this is going to be foolproof. Things are going to slip through.
The thing that I aspirationally hope to be able to encounter is the ability to rapidly respond to something brand new, whether it's a brand new pandemic or, as you mentioned, a brand new attack upon us deliberately by bioterror.
We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
When the head of the CDC, Ms. Walensky, said that the vaccinated can't get the virus, did that undermine trust in government?
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
We have no reason to believe that getting vaccinated should change your menstrual cycle or make your periods any heavier.
Importantly, no safety concerns were observed for people vaccinated in the third trimester safety concerns for their babies.
We now have data that demonstrates that vaccines in whatever time in pregnancy or lactating that they're given are actually safe and effective and have no adverse events to mom or to baby. So we absolutely have the data that demonstrates the overwhelming benefit of vaccine.
New paper uses government data to compare outcomes after the COVID-19 vaccines, and it found a 1,200-fold increase in menstrual abnormalities.
Really very little safety concerns at all.
And a 57-fold increase in miscarriages.
The Department of Homeland Security is setting up a disinformation governance board to tackle misinformation.
Yes. Why is President Biden telling people still that the vaccinated cannot spread COVID?
Look at himself. Look in the mirror. Think about that misinformation.
How about making sure that you're vaccinated so you do not spread the disease to anybody else?
In a range of disinfo out there about a range of topics, I mean, including COVID.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. What I'm going to be signing here relates to COVID.
It's requiring, as I said all along, where I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property and interstate commerce, etc.
So I think the science on masks is actually quite clear that masks work.
No study in the world that shows that masks work that well. So you're never going to get the kind of benefit from mandatory year-round masks. There's no study in the world that shows that masks work that well.
It's usually a 10 to 25 year time frame. People forget how long it really takes to develop an effective and safe vaccine and do all the adequate clinical testing.
When you look at the timelines of this COVID-19 vaccines, it really follows the same progression as almost any other vaccine.
One of the vaccines, the one that's furthest along, was started actually at the federal government in our own Vaccine Research Center at NIH, and then worked with a biotechnology company called Moderna to get to where we are now. That one, of course, we do have some particular stake in the intellectual property. I don't hear any of them say they think this is a moneymaker. Nobody sees this as a way to make billions of dollars.
Pfizer did raise their guide and estimates $15 billion in 2021 COVID vaccine sales.
Sell at least $19 billion of the COVID-19 vaccine this year.
We recently made a $400 million payment to the NIH.
Is the CEO of Moderna, Stéphane Bancel.
When you think about it, in January 2020, we had 800 people, never run a phase three, never launched a product. And the year that the team has achieved and the financial performance are really incredible.
Is there a high incidence of myocarditis among adolescent males 16 to 24 after taking your vaccine?
The data I've seen from the CDC actually shown that there's less myocarditis for people who get the vaccine versus who get COVID infection.
That is not true, and I'd like to enter into the record 6 peer-reviewed papers from the Journal of Vaccine, the Annals of Medicine, that say the complete opposite of what you say. I also spoke with your president just last week, and he readily acknowledged in private that, yes, there is an increased risk of myocarditis. The fact that you can't say it in public is quite disturbing.
Let me ask you what the Daily Mail is reporting. It says more evidence COVID was tinkered with in a lab. Now scientists find the virus contains a tiny chunk of DNA that matches sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic began. What can you tell us?
You know, human makes mistakes. So is it possible that the Wuhan lab in China was working on viruses enhancement or gene modification? It is possible. So is it possible that the Wuhan lab in China was working on viruses enhancement or gene modification? It is possible.
I mean, I was struck by the line, it matched a genetic sequence patented by
Yeah. You vaccinate not only for yourself, you vaccinate also to protect society.
Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla is speaking out for the first time since recovering from COVID for the second time in just under 2 months. And last week, an exchange between a member of the European Parliament from the Netherlands and a Pfizer executive about whether the vaccine was tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before entering the market has now gone viral.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market?
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market? No.
The vaccines were tested extensively in clinical trials, and they were tested extensively in a real world setting.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines.
What I said was we didn't know at that time whether the vaccines would provide that protection or not.
Well, actually, I think what you said is I asked you the question when the government told us that if the vaccinated could not get the virus, I asked you if that was a guess or a lie, and you said, I don't know.
Misinformation on social media is killing people. Do you agree?
Absolutely. It's been weird that
you know, vaccines have been attacked as, you know, being overall net negative, or there's some conspiracy here. It's terrible.
Well, some of it affects you. You're part of these conspiracy theories.
That is a very weird thing, that just because I support vaccines, people are saying, no, I make money from vaccines.
You invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
Our foundation is a bit more than $10 billion. But we feel there's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits.
You just referenced intentional pandemics. Do you harbor any doubts about the origins of COVID-19?
No, the evidence is very clear that it's naturally caused. You know, it's a bad virus, and we're going to have natural epidemics, and sadly, we may have some unnatural epidemics in the future.
Dr. Tedros, the WHO chief, spoke to us on the 21st of January, in which the Chinese president urged the WHO chief to hold back information and to delay a pandemic warning.
I will praise China again and again, because its actions actually helped in reducing the spread of coronavirus to other countries.
So going forward, the world should target 100% vaccination.
I want to ask you about your own vaccination. You got your first shot when?
You know, still I feel like I know where I belong. In a poor country called Ethiopia, in a poor continent called Africa, and wanted to wait until Africa and other countries in other regions, low-income countries, start vaccination.
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
No one's safe till everyone's safe.
No one is 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 safe. No one is safe. No one is safe from COVID-19 until everyone is safe.
99.5% of people are safe and will survive COVID-19.
The only positive thing out of this is we should be able to manufacture a lot of vaccines, and
nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
If not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
You know you're vaccinated, you're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know who they are.
The unvaccinated people. If only we had a vaccine against BS.